Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
One of the most important things a human being can do is press the pause button each morning while the rest of the world is asleep and ask yourself, how can I fortify my mindset? How can I insulate my heart set? How can I optimize my health set? How can I escalate my soul set, the four interior empires that I've introduced in the 5 a.m. club, so that when I walk out in the world, I'm creative, I'm productive, I'm compassionate, I radiate positivity, and I have resilience in case I get knocked down. And anyone can get up at 5 a.m. One of the gifts of a human being is neuroplasticity. We are built to change. If we recite our excuses long enough, we actually believe they're true. We are built to change. We are built to grow. We are built to own our heroic nature. And so according to University College London, if we do any practice or habit for 66 days, we reach a point of automaticity where it becomes easier to do that new habit than not do the new habit. Once you wire in the new habit for the first 20 minutes, 5 to 5:20, you move because you can release BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which promotes neurogenesis and optimizes your brain. If you move first thing in the morning, you release serotonin, which makes you feel good. You release dopamine, which, you know, sets you up for inspiration. Second pocket from 5:20 to 5:40 is reflect. You know, while the rest of the world is asleep, there's such quietude in the air. This is where you can pray, you can meditate, write in a journal, sit in quietude so that you're focused, living your life and your priorities through the day. And then the final pocket of the 20-20-20 formula that I talk about in the 5 a.m. club is grow. You'll never get old if you grow. You'll never become obsolete in your business, even in a time of great volatility. If you're growing, you'll always stay happy if you grow. So 20 minutes at the end of this victory hour, you spend some time listening to a podcast like Lewis Howes on the School of Greatness. I've had a lot of night owls who have said, you know, I could never be a morning person. I've had a lot of people who've said, grandma couldn't get up early, grandpa couldn't get up early, my parents couldn't get up early, I don't have early rising gene. If you don't read that book you've been resisting because you don't think it's for you, you might just miss your new favorite book. If you fall in love with your most closely cherished beliefs and you're not open to trying new things, you might miss trying your new favorite food. If you say, well, here's the kind of friends that I hang out with and I'm not open to anyone else, you might miss that new friend or that new mentor who will transform the way you run your craft and live your life. And it's the same for the morning routine. The 5 a.m. club, I mean, I've had so many people read the book, run the models in the book, live the message, and achieve what they never thought they'd achieve. And so what I would say to a night owl, or a lot of people say shift workers or whatever, I would say give it a try. Don't just give it a try for a week, you know. Give it a try for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the 66-day minimum. Then judge by your results.
There's an excuse, I'm tired, and then there's a shift in the world. Does the 5 a.m. club shift at this time? Do people say, you know what, let me really take it easy for a few months? Or is that an excuse for too long to get back into your vision?
Trust your natural cycles, because your higher power, call it your instinct, call it your intuition, call it your artistry, knows what it's doing. So there are times to be productive, and there are times to rest. I very much believe in the 5 a.m. Club and the 20-20-20 formula. I very much believe that it will create a pharmacy of mastery within your brain. It's been proven by science. You know, even just the simple idea of starting your day with some sweaty exercise, when you sweat, it'll release the BDNF. But just that idea of exercising first thing in the morning will help you become more resilient, peaceful, strong during the day. So yes, do your morning routine. Yes, run the 20-20-20 formula, and then judge by results. Having said that, if you've been up at 3 in the morning because you've lost your job, because you're just picking up on the energy of the world right now where there's so much fear, self-love, personal care requires that you rest, recover, and do what you need to do. You know, that's one of the things, I say this with great respect, but when I read the books or see people saying, you must be like a robot and follow a morning routine or a nightly ritual or whatever your best habits are, I believe there must be room for the hard seasons of life. You know, when my heart has been broken, when I've gone through my periods of suffering, I haven't been as disciplined. I haven't been as rigorous. Yeah. I've had the inopportune pizza night. My ego, because a bad day for the ego is a great day for the soul. My ego says, Robin, you're not being productive. You're not on your A game. You're not a warrior. But you know what I've realized? I might not be creatively productive according to the definition of society during those cycles or seasons of suffering. But am I not spiritually productive? Am I not emotionally productive? When does a human being crack the shell of the ego that covers their hearts and learns the human virtues? We all have the ability as human beings to arrive at our own original form of greatness. We have not been taught, a lot of us have not been mentored on the mindsets, heart sets, routines, rituals that will create and allow us to live our personal genius. But, you know, if you look at the greatest women and men who have ever graced the planet, these were so-called ordinary people who just set up their lives in such a way that their native gifts saw the light of day. All it takes is that one person who coincidentally shows up in our life. And maybe it's a book, maybe it's a podcast episode to introduce us to a new frame of reference and a new way of living. That's why I love reading so much. You know, it could be one idea in a 300-page book, and that idea opens you up to a new galaxy of possibility, and the hand that puts down the book is a fundamentally different hand. I mean, all it takes is one new insight to change the way you see the world. Martin Luther King Jr. said, if you have not discovered something you're willing to die for, you're not fit to live. And I believe we all need to find our mighty mission and our crusade. Mm. It doesn't have to be lofty. It could be delivering pizza by Uber Eats. It could be a teacher. It could be a lawnmower. It could be a coder. It could be a grave digger or a street sweeper. All labor has dignity, but genius is less about genetics and much more about your daily habits.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.